Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it is 10:07, and it is Friday evening. And it's been a long time since I've done a I'm out drinking boo. I have been out at a local watering hole since I got off work at 4 o'clock, and it is now 10 o'clock, 10:08. I'm headed home. And what did I have to drink tonight? Okay, I had... God, it's been a long time since I've done one of these booze. I had 5 drinks of rum with pineapple, 1 cherry bomb with Dr. McGillicuddy's, cherry-flavored Dr. McGillicuddy's, and 2 shots of rum chata with XO Cafe Patron. Drone Cafe. I ended up running into a former classmate from my 8th grade graduation class. And he looked at me and I looked at him and I went, David? And he goes, Cat! And it was a kind of an uncomfortable hover there for a few seconds. And then everybody's like, who's that? And then you look at a person and you go, you didn't age well. And it's funny because I had the biggest crush on him. Like, when he first started school, I think it was 4th grade or 5th grade. He was just adorable. He had his hair parted in the middle and it was feathered. And he had this, like, little bubble butt. And he was just really cute. And now he's bald. And he just, looks, yeah. Anyway, so I'm headed home. My coworkers keep texting me because, you know, it is our driver's license and our livelihood, and there is zero tolerance for drinking. And with the amount of alcohol that I've had in my system, I would definitely get a ticket, license pulled over, you know, pulled, and that's my second ticket in, a year, thanks to one jerk off, and, I would lose my job and my license, and I would be done. And the last, I'd say, half hour, I didn't drink at all. And it was funny because when I was leaving the bar, some random stranger said, oh, look, the drivers are leaving and, you know, you've been doing really good because we've been watching and you haven't had anything to drink, you know, for the last hour, which is true. The only thing they were really worried is that I have not eaten and they screwed up my dinner and that was just, you know, a bummer because I really like bar food. It's really good, you know, deep fried, greasy stuff. Stuff that's bad for you. And it's good. It tastes good, but it's bad for you. Oh my God, these potholes are horrid. Anyway, I am... being really cautious right now. Bear with me, people. So anyway, I ended up talking to one of the last bus drivers, and she's just really, really talkative. Really, really talkative. And do I remember anything she said? Probably not, because it was, I don't know, the bar changes, you know, come 7 o'clock, you get a different crowd in, and, you know, the working men go home, and it was definitely, you know, eye-opening. I did say a few things that were inappropriate, and I don't know if I offended someone or not, but they screwed up my food order, and she says, well, just give it to somebody at your table, because we're just gonna throw it away anyway. And so I gave it to another driver, and She had already eaten, but her husband, you know, they were sharing a dinner, and her husband wouldn't, you know, well, she has her own money, blah, 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 and he just was a total jerk, and, of course, I had to say some vulgarities, totally unladylike, go figure. Anyway, my boo's almost up. My time is almost up. Thank you for keeping me company while I drive home. Oh, man. I have a 10 o'clock appointment tomorrow. Shit. Crap, crap, crap. All right. I hope everybody has a great evening, great day, whatever. I'm going to go home and heat up some spaghetti leftover from last night. Oh, I have tuna fish. Yes, and dill pickle flavored potato chips.